What up, y'all? Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Neo. Actually, this is Elijah Mindset Morgano, aka Neo.
And Trinity.
Hey, what up? We are the Neo, the new OGs of astrology, breaking people away from the matrix.
One by one.
One by one. We got some dope ass new podcast equipment over here.
Ooh.
Yeah, we are mixers and shit. I don't know what this shit stands for. But yo, y'all that are tuned into Facebook land, y'all are watching us record another episode of the Neo OGs of astrology. Yo, what? You know something?
What?
I haven't set up that channel for our setup yet. Like, I haven't set it up under the Mindset Detox podcast. So, but it's cool. You know what? Y'all get to see our mic. Ooh, there you go. Presentation.
Respect the mic.
Respect the motherfucking mic. Like, listen. So, before we go into the episode, salt or sugar, right? Salt or sugar is today's title. Do you like it sweet or do you like it tart? In the midst of this, being able to bend reality has allowed us to manifest the things we desire. Yeah, you wondering why ain't no people coming in there?
Yeah. So
you're gonna get out of there?
Yes.
Why did you get out of there? Because you needed to talk to somebody?
I want to engage, interact.
Oh, so you're going to 5D. You're still in 5D?
Yep. Are you?
No, they kicked me out. Yo, so I've been, Ricky, what's going on? Angela, Les, what is good, bro?
What's good?
So I've been put in Facebook jail so many times and kicked out of groups. And like, I get kicked out of the groups because I'm too fucking dope. And like, I get kicked out of groups because I don't follow rules. Like, I'm not a big fan of rules. What is the saying? Is there a box? Or what, like, think outside of the box? Oh, so she's busy in her world. I'll take over. Carol, what's going on, girl? Love and light to y'all. Love and light. Love
hey,
and light.
Girl.
So we manifested, like, this equipment that y'all hear me recording from. Yeah. Yeah, it's all good. You're in here. You're in my ear. You're in my ear. So, like, what have we manifested thus far?
Definitely manifested this podcast equipment.
Oh yeah.
We've manifested sales.
Yeah. What have y'all manifested and since 2020 started? What have y'all manifested? Because
what else have we manifested?
Yo, we manifested the Oshun.
Definitely.
We got the private concert with Oshun.
We manifested a gorgeous beach getaway.
Fuck yeah.
Narnia.
Yo, we definitely had a beach getaway to Narnia. Shout out to my manager. Yo, come through. Yeah, equipment.
Yes.
Like, you see that? Like, I'm mic'd up in this bitch. I can hear myself. Mm-hmm. Do you know how I make? I said, I love myself. Yo, it's something about having the headset and just you can hear everything that everyone else hear. I'm the captain of the ship. Commander in chief. I feel good.
I guess Neo, second hand.
You're the right hand.
It? Okay, right hand.
You are
the second mate.
You are the second mate. Yo, we just honestly, like, this message in this video. What one we're recording for our podcast. Shout out to the Anchor app. We're recording the Anchor app live over here. Oh, and we manifested another laptop, right? So this tablet top of mine's has
yes,
been holding it down.
365.
Yo, it's been holding it down. Like, yeah, she said, I have one interview a day coming up. Why not go for 365?
Hey.
Hell yeah. Fucking A. Like, and you've been doing great, Kara. Keep it up.
Yes, I saw that you all started the Talk of the Streets, but also the new group that you all are doing, the Three Queens. I'm excited to hear about that.
Yes. So we manifested this equipment, manifested laptops, I manifested cards, 366. This is a leap year.
It definitely is.
6 and 6 is 12 plus 3 is 15, which equals 1 and 6 equals 1 and 5 equals 6. That's harmony, family, love. Like, yo, it's a powerful. And it is called Three Wise Queens. Mm-hmm. We headed to Texas this week. Yeah, so everybody that care about us and actually really love what we're doing, we're running specials on all our products. Mm-hmm. We're also pushing and promoting a lot of things because we actually got to come up with like $600 for this trip to Texas. But it's like when you're manifesting, it's not even coming up with it. It's like putting the intention out there and then figuring out what you have mm-hmm. and what you don't have mm-hmm. and then how you can get what you don't have mm-hmm. and then how to appreciate what you already have. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So
because it's like when you are in that like state of mind of like everything has already happened, it's like you're just waiting for it to like fall into your hand. Like you're just waiting for all the pieces to fit together and you can just like reach out and grab.
Oh yeah. So Angelina, what's going on? She said, I manifested a little bit of better health than I went out with in 2019. I'm sorry to laugh at your health manifestation. It's just that like I'm battling a lot of shit health wise and I know my body be fucked up, but if I complained about how fucked up my body is, it would, guess what, it'd stay more fucked up. But she said, I found out today that I might actually get to back work in middle of February if that's all I get to manifest. That's taking salt or sugar. That's like whatever I get is okay with me in my book. Like, I'm not on that anymore. Like, I'm definitely in a place where I don't want the scraps. I don't want the crumbs. I want the whole loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. Whole loaf of bread.
And it's like we were listening to a video earlier and they were saying like how people get on the concept of like The Secret and the law of attraction and manifesting things into your reality. And when they get to the big things, like manifesting the cars and the houses, it doesn't happen for them because it's not just about just thinking it. It's about believing that you are that. Like, it's almost like, you know, you tell yourself, oh, I'm a billionaire. Or they have like the saying, in order to get money, you have to act like money. Like, what's that saying?
They talk about faking it till you make it.
Yeah, if you want money, then act like money.
You have to be money. Yeah. So Jasmine said, hey, what's going on, Jasmine?
What's up, Jasmine?
So one of the laws of this universe is the law of vibration. Mm-hmm. Everything in this universe vibrates. It doesn't sit still. It's always in motion. So mm-hmm. you have to vibrate at mm-hmm. money. They say the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Mm-hmm. So it's like that in that aspect. Vibrating at success and wealth is a mindset and an emotional state. Mm-hmm. Like today, for instance, we had a couple instances where before we knew the exact amount we was going to get for that we needed for the trip, we knew that we're downsizing our places and mm-hmm. so that we can travel. We got rent due this week. We also got, like, because we're transitioning, we got several interviews and there's a lot going on in our world. So because of all of that pressure, you could get bombarded and forget what you have gotten. Mm-hmm. You could forget the opportunities that have been made.
Like, around you too.
And
it's like waiting for you to be like access them.
That's it. So what we did, we just took a nap. Because once you take a nap, what happens is you go back to neutral. Mm-hmm. And from neutral or better is how you attract success. Mm-hmm. Like money likes being around other people that are happy in money. So Angelina, she said, and this is exactly why I'm eager to go back to work, because I have been fighting for scraps since February and I refuse to do that anymore. I'm ready to go back and work. Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been working when you were creating your group. You've been working when you sit up here and post stuff on social media.
I was going to ask, like, I was like, what do you do creatively? That, because one of the questions that Elijah asked me when we first started the process was like, what can you do right now and get paid $10 for?
$10?
Like, what is a hobby or like a skill that you have or you do well that you wouldn't think that someone will pay for? Like, what is something that you can do very well and get paid $10 for?
What could you get paid $10 for right now, Trinity?
I can get paid for creating flyers. I can get paid for doing hair. I can get paid for making jewelry. I can get paid for
dancing.
I can get paid for poetry, you know, critiquing resumes, writing cover letters. Like, there's so many things you can do and get paid to do.
Hey, and thank you for that. Like, you are a dope ass creator. You could dance. You're like, you manage my energy. Mm-hmm. She does marketing and branding, consulting, all of these things, right? And they tell you not to self-promote, but like, whoever tells you that shit, they inwardly hate who they are, a part of them. Like, so I love myself and I love all the things. I could get paid $10 for talking on FaceTime with other girls, right? Like, people do that for free anyway.
Remember those old, like, hotlines that you could call?
Yeah, the chat lines.
When you're kids, you guys just, like, sneak in the room together, like, dial the hotline and, like, see if it was real or not and see if you can get anybody on the phone.
Yo.
Maybe I'm just, like, spilling my own.
That's it. All you ever have is your own. But, like, the goal of doing this and sharing is so that you can see if your own resonates with other people. Mm-hmm. That's the whole purpose of having a podcast. You sit back, you talk about what you want, desire to talk about. Mm-hmm. That's the whole purpose of having web series or reality shows. Like, you sit back and you talk and you put it out there and then people come watch.
Angelina said, jewelry, art, animal care, cosplay, talking. I have many outlets that I've never realized I had. Yeah,
You waiting for a fucking job to tell you that, listen, you're going to get paid this amount of money, and they're not going to factor in your jewelry, art, or cosplay. They're only going to factor in the thing that makes sense to them. Mm-hmm. If y'all hear my brood or my animosity towards the working world, it's just because I've worked for corporate America for over 13 years. And at the end of the day, all it did was just give me skills, assets, and resources. Yeah, they gave me a check too, but it allowed me to be in a place that I realized from the neck down, I may be worth $10, $15, even $22. But from the neck up, I'm priceless. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's why I want. You see that trigger?
Yes.
Yeah, you see how she went from, I can't wait, to, nah, baby, overstand me. I have a job. I've been had a job. I'm out in the medical leave. No, I know that. What I'm sharing with you is that when we get knocked down, right? When we get salt thrown in the wound, I'm going to use salt and sugar because people like sugar all the time. A lot of light workers, they like being able to hear all the positivity. They like the, I love everything you're doing. But like, I'm devil's advocate. I love playing devil's advocate in the standpoint where I read energy and I read the energy of the words that you're saying and the words that you're not saying. So every time I post or say anything online, it's the trigger. So if I make you feel some type of way when I'm talking, know that you were supposed to feel that type of way. Mm-hmm. And now how do you respond by what we just did? Mm-hmm. Like, and I said, I trigger you all the time, though.
All the time.
How have you been handling my trigger?
Oh, man.
To be able to remain in a state of coherence.
I think when I first started, like, I was automatically just, retaliating or being defensive against the triggers that were being, reflected to me. But then I realized I had to let the triggers play out so I can figure out like why it was triggering me. And then once the triggers started to, like once I was triggered, like I was able to acknowledge them and transmute them much better.
Yeah.
Like he'll be triggering me now sometimes and I just look at him.
Yeah. And this is the thing, like, I get triggered all the time. Like, I don't get triggered with words. I get triggered with feelings and emotions. Like, I get triggered with people's salt. I get triggered with people's sugar. And at the end of the day, I was just talking today to a shout out to a magnetic mind. And, like, he was talking to me in riddles. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, yo, I just sent you a positive message from Archangel Michael, a.k.a. Thoth, and you going to talk to me in riddles. And them shits triggered me. Like, it confused me. So, like, I don't like being confused. So, because I felt something that I don't like, I decided to go. You want to move the green piece?
No, I just need a tissue to wipe my nose off camera.
Why you got to wipe it off camera? Like, because what? I mean, get over here. Wipe it on camera. Wipe your nose on camera. Like, one of the things I'm trying to get Trinity to overcome is her fear of everybody else in the world. Like, come on, bring your nose over here. Come on, wipe your nose over
no
here.
No one wants to see me wipe my nose.
I want to see you wipe your nose.
That's because you're weird.
I am a weirdo. This comes from the person that likes the salt to dissolve on her tongue from the chips.
Okay, that's the point. Like, that's what makes the flavor come on a chip. Like, do y'all not like... Okay, why do you eat a potato chip? Do you eat it because of the potato or do you eat it because of the flavor?
Good question. I eat a potato chip because I'm hungry. And I need fuel. I'm not like, but I, because I got to get some tooth work, right? So I had a couple cavities that came out and I, Angelina
See,
said
for
the salt.
Salt.
Yeah, you and Angelina both lost in y'all salt. But like I can't chew a lot of things like I used to chew. Like I used to chew the shit out of candy. Like I love sugar. Like I love sugar. So I don't eat sweets because of the taste. That shit just, if it's sweet.
It's like he can't resist it. Like the other day I told him, I was like, your self-control when it comes to sweets is like horrible. It's none, non-existent. Like you can have like a fucking killer fucking toothache an hour before, and like you see a fucking apple pie on the table, you're like, oh,
I'm gonna
have to
fuck
have it.
That apple pie up, and I'm gonna chew it. I'm not gonna suck it and allow the apples to dissolve.
You don't suck an apple pie.
No, you can't suck an apple pie. So like it just in the midst of this, like how does this matter with what you're manifesting in the law of vibration? One, this is the thing. When we sit back and we do those laughter meditations, just like right now, we're listening to what frequencies this is.
It just says chakra ending.
That's it? It's not supposed to say that. So for the most part, one of the things we listen to is a lot of 528, 421. This one is 741, actually. Now, this one is to help manifest some things. But you are always going to hear sounds and frequencies in our lives or in our recordings, because that's a way that it's talking to ourselves, it's talking to our light bodies around us, it's talking to our mind, it's talking, like it's not actually having word conversation, it's communicating. So the law of attraction, first law, is the law of vibration. You have to become what you desire in order to attract it. And then you bend the reality to be able to manifest, and so those things can fall into your world. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, oh, I had a crazy coincidence. Oh, I keep seeing 222. Oh, I keep seeing 44. Oh, I kept getting, yes, like duh. That's what's supposed to happen when you learn the laws of the universe. Mm-hmm. Similar to like letting the salt dissolve on your tongue, I just like letting the universe put me in situations where I could be like, oh, time to use my abilities. Time to use my abilities. Oh, look at that. Can you read what Angelina just said?
FYI, I have enacted that laughter.
The laughter meditation we do.
Meditation I have also enacted.
Setting my timer to angel numbers. Hey. You're supposed to be reading it so that the podcast people can hear it. Yeah, like how you going to start it and then go.
FYI, I have enacted that laughter meditation, and I have also enacted setting my timer to the signal numbers. To the angel numbers that I see the most, like 1111, 444, and 555.
Lit. Vine, what's going on, bro? We'll see you tomorrow, too, for that laptop.
Hey, Trey.
Trey, appreciate you, bro. Yo, so look, this segment is coming up on 18 minutes and 31 seconds. We're going to come down to the wire, and we're going to catch y'all back after we get some dope-ass music and some dope-ass vibe. Do you know what we can do now?
Dun, dun, dun.
We can have like a freestyle break inside of the.
Ooh.
Yes.
We can have like a little open mic.
Yeah, you wanted me to freestyle too.
Poetry,
on this.
Yeah. Freestyle. I like it.
Yeah, so that's where we're going to go. We're going to go to Boshida. So listen, well, we're going to come back. Thank y'all for tuning into the Mindset Detox Podcast, Neo and Trinity. Neo OG.
Trey, we need some help with this equipment.
I don't know what all that is. We just playing with buttons over here.
We need some help figuring it out.
Yeah, but we're doing the best that we can.
We are.
Lots of things, traveling faster than the lightning. Understand my sight is that of a god like Ra. Thoth, Tahuti, I'm that Egyptian. My father is my son and my mother is my trinity. Father, mother, son, what the fuck has gotten into me? Energy, enemies, ooh, ain't no enemy within, enemy outside, breaking all the rules, passing all the fools. See, you're trying to wipe your nose. Man, yes. That shit ain't cool. Gotta put it on the front lines of this life, the lines of this type, the lines of who, me, myself, and I'm just a dud to fly. So why cry? No more time for lies or tears or fears. There's false evidence appearing real. No more time for fear. Wait, fear. Wait. Fear. But can we do what we do? Oh, 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 yeah, oh, la fia. Oh, yeah, oh, shroom. Nah. Did I mess up the song?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this beat is not rocking with me, yo.
I feel like you gotta go to the Sandman.
You want Sandman.
I like the Sandman.
That's why you want me to go to the Sandman. Not you feel like I have to go to the Sandman. All right, so look. As y'all welcome back, I am Neo, and this is
Trinity.
Trinity, the Neo OGs of astrology. And this is the freestyle session. You going to freestyle too? No, you're not. Why not?
I'll like do.
Yeah, you already wrote some shit to this. Remember? Do you remember what you wrote to this? So my thing is getting people to go to that vibration. Like, shout out to Angelina for being able to integrate the laughing and breathing meditations, and then also being able to time the breathing moments to the angel numbers. Yo, like, what are you doing?
I could do that.
That's pretty dope. Yeah.
It's a lot going on here.
So, like, as y'all could tell, like, we're right now we're recording a podcast. We're recording some video series. But at the end of the day, oh, yeah. Can you pull the mic closer to that? Hey, Mr. Sandman, can you bring me a dream? Make her the cutest thing that she's ever seen. Oh, listen, I be sleeping and I be dreaming. Can't stay up at night. Wait a minute, hold up, hold your breath. I'm the best nigga out here passing the test. Listen, my left brain and right brain, both of them shits be insane. But then I stop and breathe, and then I can achieve, then I can believe who I am. Who are you, my G? Huh? I'm just like Mikey. I eat all of the energies. I eat these beats, streets. I'm laying down all this heat. Stop playing games. I'm taking names like Santa, Kris Kringle. I'm at on my Pringles. Let the salt melt on my tongue. I battle just for fun. Make them run. Trinity.
My ass up and down, round and round, searching for the gold. How far do I go? Huh? I don't know. I'm a champ, I know.
Yeah. What? Champ? You are a champ? I'm a champ. I'm a champ is here. Call me Ali. I fuck up fears. Listen, parkour. I jumped off the roof. Fucked up my ankle no more. And I know how to do it right. Cause me, I am out of sight. Ooh, I got 9 lives. Just a cat. Get it back. So listen, I that was my freestyle session. We appreciate y'all. We're gonna stop. So welcome back with Neo and Trinity. We just had a dope-ass freestyle session. Great job on your freestyle.
Thank you. Yeah. It was like 5 bars.
It was definitely like 1.5. 1.5. So one of the things, we like I said, this message is about salt or sugar. And I say that because it's like you throw salt in the rooms, right? And or you could throw sugar in the wounds. Would sugar make it better if you throw it in the wound? But
I doubt it.
So when I mean by that, like I could be salty, right? Jay Irv, we were just talking to you, talking about you, homie. And I was just posting some pictures of some young bosses from like 10 years ago. But like a lot of people want you to give them sugar and the positivity all the time. Like William Williams said, "All right, sir, I'm trying to get some work done. Stay positive." All right, William.
Bye, William.
Much love to you. So in the midst of this, I give truth. And in the midst of giving my truth, I have to be emotionally balanced. Because if my emotions are all over the place, it doesn't matter if I'm giving you salt, sugar, or $1 million. You still think it's shit. So let them know some of the ways that you've been able to stay emotionally balanced throughout.
Breathing. Breathing.
Breathing.
And breathing.
So some
and also just like reciting certain affirmations in my head. Like being an empath is like being an empath, like most of you all are, you take on everyone else's energy around you, including your own that you're trying to like maintain and control. So when I ask myself, when my energy is off, I always ask myself, is this truly how I'm feeling or is this somebody else? So just acknowledging how you feel and being able to discern whether or not it's actually emotions that are coming from you or if it's emotions or energy that's coming from somebody else is something that I've really been trying to like be more aware of and catch sooner. Because if you let it dwell, like your mind and your thoughts start racing or just like I shut down. Oh, thank you so much.
Look, so she couldn't go off camera to wipe her nose. I had to wipe her nose. Look, I saw it. Like it was drizzling.
Ew.
Yeah, like laughter though. Like you never realize how much laughter can change. It can change and shift a reality. It can shift a moment. And at the end of the day, all we got is moments. Like there's 24 hours in a day, and today is going to always be today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's 72 years from now. It's still, and that point in time will be today of 72 years from now. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about stopping and breathing, mm-hmm. and being able to get yourself back to neutral or better.
Yeah. I don't know, y'all. It's not hard, but it's just a lot and sometimes can be overwhelming when you're trying to balance all the energies that are your own, but then on top of like everyone else's around you that you're not wanting to feel.
So, like, even in this, the biggest thing, we did this. I do what I do from helping people and sharing with people for the simple fact that a lot of people are coming into their powers and abilities, and you have to have a blueprint on how to handle your powers and abilities in this day and time, but then also have an understanding that everyone that we come in contact with are at different stages in their life. Mm-hmm. And that to have kindness. Yo, I share this because like I'm a teacher. And then you made it off the camera again, off both cameras. So I'm a teacher, right? And being a teacher, and I'm also a father. Being a father, it puts me in a position where I talk to my children and I have moments with them where I get real strict and stern. So getting to a place of neutral before I get stern with them has allowed, one, them to be able to receive what I'm trying to say and be able to articulate, to communicate it, to like, and I know they're articulating it because I think back when I let my anger get the best of me, no matter what comes out of my mouth, is if I'm angry or frustrated. Like how you said earlier, all it sounds like is wah, 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 wah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how when you have students, that's how when you have business partners, that's why if you're in a relationship and you understand your powers and your energy,
mm-hmm.
it means more than the fucking words that come out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. You hear when I say nope, mm-hmm. that nope, right? If I'm in a certain vibration, what does that sound like?
No. Yeah. It sounds like a lot louder in the vibration than it does coming out of your mouth.
Yes. And that it's rage, it's anger, mm-hmm. it's confusion, it's all vibrations that isn't going to attract what you desire in that moment. So instead of talking from that vibration, mm-hmm. what I like to do is one, shut the fuck up, mm-hmm. and then like go ground or go meditate, listen to a download, and then revisit this conversation from a place of neutral or better. Because now I vibrate differently, and now I can also bring in the type of responses that are aligned with the emotions and feelings that I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Pretty much. I guess you know what. Listen, so this is the thing. You know what? What are you doing? Are you recording a live or are you recording a podcast? Yeah. And you know why I say, are you recording a live or you recording a podcast?
Why?
Because earlier when you was like, I need the interaction. These are the interactions. Even when that went to zero, mm-hmm. just like, oh, they're gone. Yes, they're gone. At the end of the day, we're talking to us. I don't give a fuck about them out there. I love y'all.
But I was just thinking too, it's more so of a release and a purge of like the thoughts that are in my head. Making room for the new thoughts. Making room for the new downloads. To express and to get out what's in my head.
So that's why you recording the live, or that's why you record the podcast?
Both.
Both. Mm-hmm. So I was talking about tonight. Tonight. Are we
Tonight. Are we recording a podcast or a live? Mm-hmm. We're doing both.
Yeah, so which one were you doing though?
Both.
Okay. I'm glad. Like these headphones, they're allowing me to hone in on the podcast aspect because I'm over here looking at the time. The time in between each segment. And then I'm paying attention to the air of deadness. And then I can hear that music over there. Like, it's interesting being the director.
Director?
The director. Oh, question.
Answer.
So, because we the Neo OGs of astrology, right? What that means is that astrology is what, Trinity?
Astrology is the roadmap of our lives.
Okay, that sounded like you pulled that answer out of your ass. But is it?
I like it though.
Do you like it? did you pull it out of your ass? Like, was that just, that shit just came up? Like, I thought you was going to get, I'll pull up with astrology, definition of astrology, and you can read it. Yo, look, like we don't have to just freestyle everything. We got computers and we're going to get, shout out to Trey and Bond. Like Bond, he's going to give us a computer tomorrow. Having the computers, you can type in shit like, what?
Or you can do the voice record. You don't have to type it out.
Ah, there you go. That's smart. I'm already, I only got one more word. Like, I'm good. What is astrology?
He talked about he liked to be devil's advocate. So do I.
I do. I do. Yo, so who else out there like to be devil's advocate? So, there go the definition. You see that? You going to read that?
What is astrology?
Pseudoscience. So pseudoscience is like,
astrology is a pseudoscience that claims to divine information about the human affairs in
terrestrial
events by studying the movements and relative positions of celestial objects. I'm gonna read that again. Astrology is a pseudoscience that claims to divine information about human affairs and terrestrial events by studying the movements and relative positions of celestial objects.
Yeah. So your definition was, is you said it was the roadmap of your life. Mm-hmm. So in the midst of that, because we're the Neo OGs of astrology, like what we just gave y'all today with the law of vibrations and then the manifesting and talking about the things we manifested and showing y'all the things we manifested and then talking about the things we're going into. Mm-hmm. And then I hear you from time to time when you connect with our audience and like you lower your vibration just to allow them to see you and see you're human. Mm-hmm. Like the time that it takes to get back up, mm-hmm. like, yo, I watch you come out of it. And Chad, he said something to me earlier, the guy that confused me, and he pissed me off. But then we had like the dopest 54-minute conversation ever, because he talked about how he sees his wife gets in that dark place when she's in public, and then how eloquent it is watching her get out. I'm excited about watching you get out on a consistent basis of your head and get out your way. Mm-hmm. And as we do this astrology and the more natal charts we do and the more readings we do, we set the tone for our vibration.
I mean, I feel that now, and I know that I still have tendencies to drop into lower vibrations, but that's just because of programming and, you know, getting out of programming. But I noticed that when I do go back into the higher vibrations, it's like a whole new fucking world. A whole new world.
A whole new world.
So, yeah. I like it up there. I like it up here.
Yo, and this is the thing too, like, I know that my vibration doesn't stay at fucking righteousness all the time. And I don't, one of the biggest things, instead of having people that constantly point out your shit after the fact, I need people to check my shit in the midst of that, mm-hmm. in the matter of they're not reflecting my assholeness. Like, so like we're mirrors, right? Mm-hmm. So do you know why the law of vibration works with the law of attraction?
Why?
Because when you vibrate at something, and like say for instance, I've been a multi-millionaire in my mind for the past 6 years, right? So I've attracted millionaires, I've attracted opportunities to make millions, but where I fell short was I spend those moments where I drop into low vibrations, bills and shit come up, and then I miss out on the opportunities, and then I'll bend my reality a certain way. And then I'll talk to a millionaire about money and I wouldn't be vibrating that money. I'll be talking to them about money and be vibrating that broke. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So now understanding that when you start vibrating from the inside on money and wealth and prosperity and understanding and growth and kindness, whenever you speak, that should bounce back to you. So like if I'm in asshole state and I have people around me that are understand that we're all elevating and that this is an opportunity for growth. Like you said, when you go into your dark places or your low places, by the time you go back to the high places, it's beautiful up there. Mm-hmm. Like it, serenity, it's serenity up there. So in the midst of this, learning how to one, be truthful with yourself, that allows you to know what you're spitting out to the world. And then those that love themselves and have an understanding of themselves, when you spit that out to them, when you talk about your accomplishments and whatnot, and you're in a good vibration, if you talk about it to someone that's supposed to be a partner or care about you, when you share that with them, they should just be as excited that you are, because you're supposed to be reflecting their success. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit's big. Like my gaydar or my radar or my lidar or my energy reading. Oh, I'm creating the dopest fucking algorithms for it. Like literally when I heard that we're bending reality, we're bending it because we're mirrors. And to be mirrors and to have, that's why everyone's looking for a twin flame and a soulmate, so they can have somebody to be like, oh, I talk to aliens, and be like, oh, I talk to aliens too. Oh, I talk to Dave. Oh, I talk to Dave. Yeah. They don't understand that in between that, y'all going to have moments where y'all not aligned and it's going to be disharmony. And in that moment, you have to really focus on your discipline to not destroy the other person.
Ooh.
I just blew my own brain. So I brought the astrology and the cards up and even the communication, because right now we're about to do a general reading for all those that are still in this room. And doing this general reading will allow, one, it would allow you to see where you are, and it also allows us to talk to our ancestors in that of angelic realms. Oh, you want me to get a jumper?
Oh, yeah. Oh, la fia. Oh, yeah. Oh, la fia. I say. Oh, yeah. Oh, soon I'm making a way. Oh, yeah.
And auntie, this one just wants to come through.
Facts. I like that. I like that card. What card is that?
That is the responsibility card.
I like that card. 2 and 4 is 6. This is the responsibility card. Beautiful bird wrapped in some awesomeness. This is from the sacred vision oracle cards. We love these cards. No, yo, go ahead and read that. You're reading that. Thank you, Trinity. Can you read that for me, please?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Responsibility. Hummingbirds move with grace and focused direction. So should we all in the matters of the heart. Your ability to respond has a sense of harmony. You have music like the bamboo flute with the winds of heaven blowing through it. You carry sacred feathers and send messages to the great spirit with your flight. From this divine perspective, you can see love. When another invites you in, you enter with openness and compassion. You feel their truth, be it music or ideas. You take responsibility for responding in kind. Are you creating barriers or can you respond? True intimacy comes from an equal willingness to give and to receive. You cannot be pulled into something if you are not going there already.
That last part, it said you cannot be pulled into something if you're not going there already. AKA, you can't get in this world which you're not vibrating at. So if your world is not where you want it to be, it's because you haven't been able to give the appreciation to attract the opportunities. And your vision is not focused on what you need to focus on, because you're giving the responsibility to everyone else around you to why you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Who's coming to save you?
Nobody.
Who's coming to save you?
Nobody.
So because nobody's coming to save you, who's going to save you?
Me, myself, and I, and my ancestors.
I said I need my ancestors because they listening well. They understand everything that they... Look, they done been to heaven and hell already. And they want us to succeed and win. Yo, it's almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
How do you think this live went?
I think it was pretty dope.
Yeah. So we actually about to wrap this up. And quick recap. Trinity is salt because she loves it. I'm sugar because I'm sweet as fuck.
But when you combine the two, it's the best fucking pairing. You know, when you have like a chocolate covered pretzel, you have all that saltiness in the pretzel, and then you get like the chocolate on the outside, and it's like a party in your mouth.
It definitely is a party in your mouth. I'm Neo.
I'm Trinity.
We're the Neo OGs of astrology,
breaking people out the matrix one by one.
And today's message was about getting into the vibration of the things that you want to manifest, being grateful and appreciation of what you have. Go ahead, you was about to say something.
Don't just think of the manifestation, be the manifestation.
Ooh, I like that. Don't just think of the manifestation, be the manifestation. Mm-hmm. So be the change you wish to see in this reality instead of complaining, because complaining about complaining is still complaining. So, and guess what the complainer's reality going to be? What? The shit that they're complaining about. Mm-hmm. So listen, level up, shift your mind. Start meditating, shift your body, go outside and ground.
Don't forget to breathe.
Definitely don't forget to breathe and laugh. Y'all stay blessed, highly favored, and booyah.
Peace.